You're listening to DraftKings Network. You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Big Suey, presented by DraftKings. Why are you listening to this show? The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, Fat Face, and the habitual liar.
Look at that.
Hey.
Hey, look how professional we look.
So professional. I'm wearing a blazer.
Yeah, if only you were in the center of the shot.
All right, move that way. Okay, now look how great we look. Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
We looked almost as great as the Denver Nuggets look tonight. As
transition.
They defeat. Yes, exactly. They defeat the Heat. What's the score? Let me look up somewhere.
109-94. Yeah.
109-94. A score that, again, like game one, feels a lot closer than what the game actually was. This is a story of a team that two teams that couldn't make threes, but one of them was just taller and bigger and made a bunch of shots in the inside while the other one didn't.
Hey, that sounds like game one.
I hate to say it again. Who had the bigger boys?
Oh, that's right. That was Charlotte.
Oh, wow. Call him Pipsqueaks again.
Denver had the bigger boys.
Yeah, but that makes Miami Pipsqueaks?
Oh, Pipsqueaks.
You know, for a second, I got worried. Like, wait, can she not hear the audio? Did I not solve it? But as you can see, we are both using our own AirPods. So there's no worry there. We've got the video going.
I was very worried. I'm going to tell you, I was very worried about the AirPod situation.
The AirPod situation has been solved, man. It's been solved. We're standing probably a few feet from the Nuggets family section. I see. Look, it's like a mountain, and it's wearing a blue Jokic jersey from Serbia.
Yep.
And this is definitely not the one that Jenna pointed out to me in Denver before game two.
Nemanja is the less aggressive looking one. And
okay.
Why don't you do me a favor, Zach?
Here.
Zach, can you do me a favor and just Google what Strahinja means in Serbian?
Yeah, and I know how to spell that, so that's fine.
S-T-R-A-H-I-N-J-A.
Someone didn't take their Baltic names.
Great fear, dread, or horror.
Yes.
No way. That's not real. That can't be real.
That you made this up. No.
Have you seen him?
the rough translation in Serbian.
I didn't know that was his name.
Is great fear or horror.
Mm.
So take that as you will, Amin, and keep your distance, please.
Just for
the safety of you and Charlotte.
I mean, like, I could throw my phone and hit him from here.
Don't do that.
Do not do that. Better than running the
stairs.
Don't
listen to Zach.
Well, then you'd have to run the stairs.
Yeah, one direction, though. Straight up and out. and out the arena. Jokic, first 30-20-10 triple-double in NBA Finals history. He just looked bigger than everybody else out there, man. Then it's funny, on a day where it's like he was as dominant on both ends of the floor as you'd want your star player to be, this wasn't a good advertisement for he's fun to watch. This wasn't a fun 30-20-10. This was like, I'm just going to beat you into a pulp.
Bully ball.
Yeah, he's a guy that you can tell that he played a lot of water polo as a kid, the way he flings the ball one-handed in the paint. And he just has, as Jeff Van Gundy says, every time that he touches the ball, he just has such good touch. And it always hits the front of the rim and plops right into the basket. As soon as he says that, then Jokic just swishes a shot the next time. It's just uncanny. And
water polo, tough on the horses. That's what they say.
Yes.
I drowned three ponies.
No, bad, Zach.
No? That's no
you
good.
Know that, you know how old that joke is, Zach? Some Like It Hot, 1957.
Yeah.
Yes, pretty much, Greg Cody.
I just watched Rear Window the other night. God, what a great movie. Ugh.
Some Like It Hot was my favorite movie when I was a kid. Which
really?
Probably says a lot about
Were you 62 when you were a kid?
Yes, I was born. 65 years old.
Benjamina Buttons over here. Mike Ryan crying about the rest. Oh, let me tell you something. The group chat that me and Zach are in with Mike and Izzy and Sedano, like, dude, you know what's funny? They kept talking about brothers and brothers, and I thought they meant those guys over there. And I was like, but they had nothing to do with this. What are you talking about? And it took me a while to figure out. Now, I will say the calls that stood out to me the most were the two fouls that Gabe Vincent picked up right here, right behind me here on the floor. One, an inadvertent trip of Jamal Murray after he'd been shoved by Murray. And the other one, I still am not sure what the call was, where thanks, DraftKings. I didn't use the word uninspiring. I said not fun to watch. But
yeah, good the clarification
other foul,
there.
Yep. The other foul was the one where they inbounded to Jokic. And again, Vincent comes up and gets the steal, and they call. I don't know what the call was. Like, so obviously the replays here in the arena weren't great. Did you guys see at home, A, what that call was, and were there other similarly egregious calls?
Yeah, he got called for being a pipsqueak. That was the foul. It's being being too small. And no, they were both just egregiously bad calls. But as bad as the officials were at times in this game, I didn't like.
Yeah,
I just don't like blaming the refs.
Yeah, the Heat didn't shoot. They didn't shoot like they usually do, and that's the game. It's when you can't stop Jamal Murray, when you can't stop Jokic, and you can't shoot, that's not a good recipe for success. And Jamal Murray, 34 points, triple-double. They kept him in late in the game, and I'm very upset about this. I'm going to protest this win on behalf of Ish Smith. The fact that they kept Jamal Murray in that garbage time so that he could get a triple-double. I think they should do it like Giannis when he tried to pull a Ricky Davis. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't besmirch the name of Ricky Davis with Zach Harper on
you want me on this thing? I will march off right now.
But I don't think those should count. The blowout triple-doubles like that, at the very least, they should have played Ish Smith and let him play in an NBA Finals game. Free Ish, man.
Also, though, then Denver, you have Christian Braun. I'm not going to Christian Braun.
You lost that coin flip, Charlotte. I know.
It's really awful. Anyway, like, he played well. Aaron Gordon. Everybody sort of played fine. And then Jokic, and Murray go off. And then the Heat, you look at their stats, it's like single digits for most of the guys.
Tom, are you upset? It's not the late minutes that didn't go to Ish Smith. To me, it's the Reggie Jackson minutes. Why wasn't that Ish Smith? That's the troubling thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to have to start an investigation if you guys want to go in on it, what the deal is. Oh, we have a Jokic brother, Cam, here.
Perfect.
Oh, my. Oh, this is brilliant.
Yeah.
This
January
is great.
Look,
yo, why don't like we the just... graininess. The graininess is my favorite part. Good job. Yeah. By the way, a brave Juju Gotti sacrificing himself, putting his body on the line for the team.
Juju, let's do it. Careful. Let's make this happen.
There's a couple of things. So,
this shit, wait, they got me trying to catch the goddamn Jokic brother on goddamn Finn. What the fuck I look like?
I like how Juju figured it out after the fact. Like, it took you a minute to realize what we sent you to do.
Shouldn't Juju be roasting the Jokic brothers' fit right now?
Oh, you got the loop. It's all right. Okay. No, don't do that. These people are going to lose their mind. All right, this thing. What happened? Holy
fuck. Oh, my God.
Get your camera out. Get your camera out.
What just happened?
Did someone find a Means laptop?
No. This is
somebody open a tab?
Can you put me and show your students to the people?
What is?
It was a slip.
Are those toes?
Those are toes.
Why would you put that on the stream?
Jesus.
No, it don't matter. That's not a camera anyway.
Is that Jeremy?
This man made these shoes himself.
We failed.
Charlotte, let's do a full breakdown here.
What is your name?
Clark.
Hi, Clark.
And how did you come up with the inspiration to make these shoes?
It can be cool and actually the shoes are a little bit smaller. So I opened and normally I wear this style. Yes.
Toby Graham.
That is amazing. That is ingenious. You took a problem and turned it into style.
Thank you. Nikola Tokic.
Thank you, Clark.
Oh, boy.
Yo, I want to just say real quick, because again, even for the video audience, y'all didn't see this. What happened was, told the keel. Good job.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a win.
I'm talking over here and I look at Juju and Juju's literally jumping up and down. He's jumping up and down like head over heels.
Norris Cole during the Ray Allen game six shot. That's what
I was like, what are you doing? What's going on? And then he just points. And I turn and I look.
That was our buddy Clark.
Buddy heel.
Well done.
Buddy toes.
Oh, boy.
Go to the penalty box. So, but going back to the game, right? Bad. So, both teams shot really bad from three. We know that.
Yeah.
The Heat shot slightly better because of a late surge there by the usual empty calorie Duncan Robinson threes. But really, the story of this game.
He led the team in scoring in the fourth quarter last game when they took over. And you're saying usual empty calories?
I'm sorry. Okay, so you had the one. Okay, like, do you want to go back to the rest of the season?
There's only three games?
The rest of the season.
Oh,
season. That's
whole
what
team shot
means.
Poorly during the season. The whole team shot poorly for the season.
Stop distracting me with the point. Is. The point is the Nuggets shot 30
or 48. Only the first 65 30 games.
48
only
the first 65. 30 or 48 in the paint, 60 points. The Heat. 17 of 46. That's pipsqueak action right there, if I do say so myself. And it's 17 only amounted to 34 points. Oh, look who's over here. We got
strong. That was strong.
Jerome, Black Dragon Roll.
Black Dragon Roll.
Or Dragon.
Or the Dragon.
Dragon or Dragon.
Jerome. Were you guys surprised that Haywood Highsmith didn't get any minutes until late?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's been playing pretty well for them. Like, Jokic is cooking at this point. You have no answers. You might as well have just thrown him in at some point and try to see if he can kind of rough up Jokic to a degree. I mean, the Zeller minutes are just awful.
The Zeller minutes.
But I just think in that sense, like, every time he's come into games, he's done a good job for the most part. You know, he's a rookie. He's a young guy. He's going to have some mistakes and things like that. But in general, like, he's made plays for them. I don't see a reason why they wouldn't. He's
by the way,
Cody Zeller.
Do this the whole show, Zach. I'd love this.
Wait, but what was I didn't get that. What was the
Cody?
What,
Cody Zeller.
Cody Zeller.
They said Cody Zeller. I'm like, that's not a pun. You just said his name. Cody Zeller, the only rotation guy who was a positive plus minus tonight.
Yeah, the Heat let him down, man. I mean, he was trying his best.
Wait, who am I saw
dropping the ball, sending it out of bounds. And
you know what's funny? J Money 82 says Amin is like a 50-year senior seeing his sophomore friends. You know what's funny? You're right. My friends are sophomoric.
Yeah, because you're old.
Oh, my God. You need to go to the
box. You guys are childish. That's what it is.
Kevin Pinky.
Charlotte, take the mic from him. Amin needs to go to the box.
Sam Pinky.
You know, it's a weird quirk of tonight's game is that the Denver Nuggets did not take a single three-pointer in the fourth quarter. That is the first time this entire season that a team has not taken a three-point shot in the final frame. I don't know if that's a strategy or whether just the Heat defense was just letting him get into the paint and fouling them, and that was it.
They were just strolling on in.
Yes, that was not a strategy. That was called, we can't stop anybody on dribble penetration.
And I also think the blitzing of the pick and roll and things like that just opened up those opportunities. And I thought the Nuggets did a great job cutting off of everything. And that was something they didn't do in game two, a lot of standing and watching. Whereas in this one, especially in the second half, you saw a lot more cuts, baseline cuts, 45 angle cuts, like all that stuff.
You know who didn't put their best foot forward? Eric Toolstra.
Gonna allow it.
I'm gonna allow it as well. Guys, I know we've talked a lot on the show in the past about, can you cheer in the press box? Is it
kosher
to cheer in the press box, right? What about
Jeremy,
if you
come in a jersey?
No, it's a different scenario. What about if you're cheering because all your bets are hitting? Is that allowed? I want to bring in special correspondent Juju Gotti, who has a new belt that he got from Ross today.
For hours, you feel me? We outside though. We did all my bets cashing in tonight, man. Salute to DraftKings.com, man. Salute to all these folks outside. Salute to my boy. That's the man right there. How about Big June, man? What were we talking about?
Hey, what kind of tickets did you cash tonight?
Fuck. Tune in. Look, subscribe to my shit. You feel me? You get the bets next game. How about that? Super soup snow.
So you're not even gonna tell them what you won on?
Oh, you're not giving away the secrets.
I'm gonna give it away.
Here's what he won on everything.
Mm-hmm. So he had plus five and a half free throws for Jokic. Let me tell you, when Jokic had four free throws, went to the free throw line and missed the first, the yell that came, roared across the arena. He had Caleb Martin 10 plus
four. Screen checking four. The guy in black that just walked by. Checking that. Get out of here. No, he went the other way. I mean, never mind. I'm sorry. I just didn't like that. I didn't like
that. 9.5 points for Caleb Martin.
Yeah. No, oh, Cody's
let him down.
Who let you down, Juju?
CPK. He needed 10 points from CPK.
And what did he get?
Like eight.
Who's CPK?
KCP, do you mean?
Yeah, I was like, yo.
CPK, I was like the California pizza kitchen. Like, what are we doing?
10-inch pizza from California pizza
kitchen. I'm bad at saying letters in an acronym.
This is good.
I always do that.
This is good information to learn now. Before I do a show in Charlotte.
Kentovious Caldwell Pope?
Yeah.
Wow.
Alternate spelling.
So what else do you have? Like, Caleb Zeller.
Wow.
Caleb Martin plus 9.5. And when Martin had that layup in transition, when they were trying to make that push early in the fourth quarter, again, like, I think the arena shook because Juju said, yes. And then even when
I also had under on Agumba Wale, WNBA, under 23 points. Salute to my sister. Next game, she'll get him.
Did you just brag about an under?
About
a
completely different. Was this a parlay or are these all separates?
I feel like unders should be illegal.
Big parlay games, you feel me? Tune in, man. Soup Snow. I see you, Zach Harper. You my brother. That haircut is
You're
out of control.
Brother.
My brother motherfucker got a hot top box. You look like Kid when he was doing this one. Well, I'm on your way. Bald head that time I see you. You my brother. I love you. Mo, I got your back.
My man.
It's my guy.
We're waiting on Jenna Garcia to come back from the press conferences, give us some insight from what's happening there. Have you guys seen anything? I know you guys have your Twitter feeds up. What's happening?
I actually don't, but I wanted to know, Mo, have you ever seen any more like indifferent defensive energy or just energy in general than Michael Porter Jr. So far in this series?
Yo, I thought he was good in the second half. I mean, the first half defensively, he wasn't good. But I thought in the second half, he was trying more, made more hustle plays and things like that. He had the one where he chased around Gabe Vincent over the top of the screen. Shake your head, Zach, all you want. He made hustle plays on the offensive end, crashing for offensive rebounds and things like that.
We got to stop treating him like he's a puppy.
He didn't make shots. Right, that's fine, but he was better than that.
You know who lost today? Miami Heat lost today. You know who else lost? MPJ lost some minutes to Christian Brown.
Yep.
Well, Christian Brown was phenomenal. He was amazing.
So good, man.
That's a whole other deal.
They're gonna continue starting him and playing him. But I'm telling you right now, they're not gonna hesitate to pull his ass and put Brown in. Yes, Zach, we're gonna talk about Christian Brown right now.
I would also like to direct everyone to the Levitard Instagram, where Taylor, who is behind the camera, played a great game of Who Dat Is, and many people in the Miami office did not know who Christian Braun.
Oh, you're so close.
Sports Brown. I know it's Brown. I don't like
CPK?
It.
CPK?
Ryan Fallen Archidiakono.
Yeah, here's the Christian Brown conversation.
Yeah, no, this is.
I don't know. You kind of need these energy plays from your role players, especially on the road in Miami. He gave everything you wanted to see from Michael Porter Jr. I feel like at some point one of the players is just going to rip Michael Porter Jr.'s head off in a defensive rotation that he misses or just communication. It was interesting to hear him in the press conference today, basically giving away the game plan, talking about like, hey, when we call out our defensive coverages, the Miami Heat are just doing the opposite thing and countering in real time.
Yeah, that's just
that's basketball. Like that's what happens. Yeah,
like they and you don't think the coverage like
Mark
is the
Jackson
same names.
Was, like, Mark Jackson said something about like DeAndre Jordan knows every play that the Heat are running. I'm like, yeah, so does everybody. That's just the NBA.
What that was the thing from game one, I want to say, when that Jokic was called Pistol. They're like, ooh, it's like it's literally the easiest thing that like the call literally looks like this. I wonder what play this could be. It's like calling out what horns is. Like they're running horns. Like what gave it away? The guy going like this.
But you know, with Christian Braun though, like this is something that he did in game two also. In the second quarter of game two, he was phenomenal, had some big plays, made some defensive possessions, and then pushed the ball in transition and things like that. This is just a continuation of what he's done. Yeah, it's not that surprising that this is, you know, he got going in the third quarter.
But I think he took MPJ's slot, man. Like they're gonna keep starting what they start, but I don't think that like I think there's gonna be zero hesitation in the future. It's like
I don't think there was zero hesitation to begin with.
I don't know, man.
He's playing a lot of minutes. Yeah. MPJ's playing a lot of minutes.
He does that thing that it's a big pet peeve of mine is when you're in the corner and you don't get the ball, the shot goes up and he just stands there in the corner. Yeah. Either go in for the rebound or get back on defense. Standing there stationary when the other shot goes up, when you're standing in the corner, you're doing nothing. You're doing nothing. Be active. Do something out there. In the words of Amin, burn a calorie out
burn
there.
A fucking and single calorie. Yeah.
I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
Yes.
With a minute 14 left in the fourth quarter, Heat down 9. Obviously not a lot of time left, but Bam Adebayo takes a bad elbow jumper. Yeah, he had Duncan Robinson open right at the top of the key, or top of the arc.
Who took a bad – who was that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Idris from the elbow.
Yeah, Idris elbow, as I like to call him.
he took a – and look, man, I guess if it goes, you're down 7. But, you know, Duncan, empty calories – get you to 6 there, and then who knows?
But it's not
70
that,
seconds
that,
left.
That, like, it's not about like 7 versus 6. It's also you've shot like shit all game long. Hey, here's an idea: as Jokic just sprawled all the way back there on the ground, take one dribble and destroy whoever's in your way. And that's the frustration, right? That's what we're dealing with.
As I told Amin in the group chat, you can't go with fan fiction here. Like that, Bam is not gonna do that. Right. Like, yeah, like Duncan Robinson will at least shoot a 3.
I mean, Bam going 2 for 9 in the second half, all on shots that the Nuggets are perfectly fine with him taking. Mm-hmm. It's the same story in game one. Like, hey, if he makes them, he makes them. Those are shots that he can make, but it won't beat us. And I think that's a big one there.
Bam sometimes looks like the most confident man in the world when he misses shots and then really rattled when he makes them. And after he, you know, like after he missed that jumper, he was like swaggering away. It's like,
because then he gets to say, you know, he gets to say, at that point, he gets to say, man, if I had made that, y'all be in trouble, right? Like that's the most powerful thing that you can say in sports.
Yo, shout out to everyone in the chat. I'm really appreciating all the comments. Javier Santiago, go to the penalty box. This man said his foot pun was Jato Murray.
Love it. Penalty box. No, that's
Ten minute major. Ten minute major.
I'll take it. I like it. Jato? It didn't make any sense. It didn't make any sense, but I like it.
Why not your foot then at that point?
No, that's stupid.
Yeah,
what are you
dumb?
Well, Tori was right there.
Carmelo ankle knee.
That's not a foot.
But it's not a we didn't see
an ankle.
Yeah. Ankle knee.
It was a toe. The thing.
I mean,
thing
did you hear my Ryan fallen Archidiakono?
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad, right?
That's what we're going at.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike. And typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right. You crack that puppy open and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Don Levitard.
How do people always go missing in the mountains? Don't go to the mountains. And by the way, I don't want to bring race into it. This is the most white people thing ever. Going missing in the middle of the mountains. It's the strangest thing. You go by yourself. You don't take a radio. You don't take a phone. You're missing for 4 days, and they find you like 10 years later covered in snow. And it's like, don't go by yourself. If you're going to go on a trail, don't go by yourself.
Stugatz.
Put it on the poll. Is it the whitest person thing ever, I believe is what you called it, going into the woods by yourself? Is going into the woods by yourself?
I can't disagree with that, man.
I mean, so black people don't camp?
Yeah, black people don't hike. They don't camp. They don't go out into the woods.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
What else you got, Dennis?
It's going to take a lot to take me away from you.
Yeah, okay.
Who sings that song?
Oh, Toto.
Oh, boy. You guys are terrible.
Thank you.
Is this a good
show? She just got it. She just got it.
No.
I was like, Tom, how do you not know who sings that song?
Like, yo, exactly. To the penalty box. Take Javier Santiago. Juju. Please share what you just said to me off camera.
My boy Avery Johnson back here. My dog fresh as hell, man. My boy big I think that Gucci on the feet. You feel me? Hey man, salute to the greatest.
This is a great suit.
Also,
great suit going on.
Underrated hairline in the game. Avery Johnson. Like his hairline is illustrious always.
Would you take his hairline if you had his voice? If it came with his voice,
I love his voice. I'd take his voice in a heartbeat.
Really?
In a heartbeat. Well, man, when you tell people to do things, you sound very authoritative, man. Like,
no, you don't. I would never listen to someone with that voice. I would never listen to someone with that voice.
Get out of here.
Are you kidding me?
Get out of here. He's got that twang.
I won't get out of here.
You will get out of here.
Hey, Avery, just a question. How do you feel about the Heat's defense tonight in game 3?
Are you trying to get me? I can't do it, man.
Oh, wow.
I can't do it.
I mean, hold on real quick. I mean, do you remember our guy, Foots Walker?
Oh, yeah.
West Georgia.
So Zach and I, here, this is a real dumb story, but this is NBA Finals coverage, right? This is what you need. Zach and I, we used to do a segment on the radio called This Date in NBA History. And we go through things that happened and people's birthdays. And there's a guy whose name is Foots Walker. And apparently Zach's dad covered him in college when Zach's dad worked for the college paper, which I didn't know.
Yeah, West Georgia College. My dad said, I just pulled up the text. This is from May 21st, 2021. Clarence Foots Walker, when we recruited him, we came close to getting McAdoo too, but UNC offered him a deal he couldn't refuse. I don't know if my dad can break those kind of allegations, but he did.
Your dad even is basically the legend. The bag man came coming.
Even right? back then.
West Georgia bag man was just not ready to battle UNC.
We're joined now by Jenna Garcia, who just come from all the post-game media availability. Jenna. Oh, no, she's got AirPods on. No, do you?
Okay.
I do.
Yep, so she's tapped in. We're all tapped in. Yeah, see?
There you go.
I fixed it. You're welcome, everybody.
You?
My genius.
But you broke it.
Give me the time.
I feel like this is going to fall apart.
Sure. It was Taylor's idea.
No, it wasn't Taylor's. I told Taylor.
Yeah, there we go.
I told you. I tell you, man. I'll give you $100, Zach, if you can say his last name. Without reading it. Even with reading it, actually. Jenna.
Vibulus?
Yeah, good job. Jenna, what takeaways do you have from the press conferences?
Michael Malone is much more pleased with his team. He felt like the defense actually had a lot less breakdowns. They played much better this game. The effort, obviously, getting two triple-doubles from your two stars. First time in NBA history that you get two triple-doubles. Pretty impressive. He obviously was pretty pleased with his team. This go around worked out in his favor. If it hadn't, you know, they held Miami to very few, like 37, I think, percent from the 3-point line. So,
and that was after just a couple of makes at the end from Lowry and from Duncan Robinson.
Yeah, Lowry drops three late. So, yeah, really impressive performance for the Nuggets.
Now, Mo, one other thing. Oh, wait. Javier Santiago wants to know, did Jenna's bets hit? She wasn't cheering as much for the bets like Juju.
No, I didn't cheer for the bets because I don't want to disappoint Greg Cody, you know. But I wasn't able to put in any bets here because this state is so weird. Everything is legal here except for betting. I don't understand it.
Yeah, how is Florida the state where you can't bet on your phone? You can do anything in Florida.
That's a great question, actually.
Because everybody wants it to stay illegal because there's more fun giving money to your bookie in an alley and doing it that way versus the actually just, you know, doing it the easy way on your phone.
Ron DeSantos.
Women meeting strange men in alleyways to pay them money. I'm just saying, like, we like to bet. Women like to bet, but can we make it safe?
I'm with it.
That's a Florida thing. They're not going to help you.
No, they're not trying.
They're not trying to help women.
They're not trying to help women at all. Like, you're new here.
Only one woman.
What?
Go woke, go tote.
It sounded funny.
I'll tell you,
didn't work, Zach.
I'm gonna just tell you guys. I don't know if you guys watched the show today, but Charlotte with every waking moment becomes more and more like Stugatz. Like, it's frightening. It is terrifying. Like, I'm like, just, I hear Stugatz talking and I turn and I see Charlotte.
Okay. I mean, on the show, I was like, a road environment's going to be great for them. Denver needs to come in and feel like they've got a chip on their shoulder. They don't want a home crowd. I know they've been great at home. And Amin was like, oh, wow, you're Stugatz. And what happened tonight is all I'm saying.
The better team won?
Fire in the belly was one of the terms she used earlier. You said fire. They got fire.
Wait, Charlotte, to be fair, you didn't know you said pipsqueaks either. You might have said fire in the belly.
I'm an unreliable narrator.
But Mo, you also had the analysis that, like, when I asked you what the adjustment is going to be, you said they're going to play harder and better. Is that simply what happened tonight, or is there anything else you saw?
No, and I also had said they were going to do a better job with getting Jokic the ball in the zone and things like that. Yeah. But I think I do think just their defensive execution was better and they were more locked in. There wasn't so many mistakes where they let guys kind of just get wide open threes off of one guy switching, one guy staying and all of that stuff and being in different coverages. But again, I said it earlier, just their offense, the cutting and the movement across the board was really what changed the game for them.
Juju just clicked his heels. I don't know what happened in the world of sports.
Another bet hit.
Yeah. Another bet hit. What are the West Coast games right now?
CBK plus 300 over Cheesecake Factory.
What was that dude's name? The forward for the Utah Jazz, former Utah Jazz.
It's a terrible setup. What's happening here?
The dude who had 40 points back in the Heatles day in Miami. No,
Millsap.
Then he played. It was Paul Bunyan. That's right. Yeah.
No.
That's not penalty box worthy.
No. It's
Paul Bunyan. Yeah, it wasn't Paul Millsap.
Like, it was because the walk in the park was unnecessary. That's the problem.
Why was that unnecessary?
You could have just called Paul Bunyan.
If Mo said Paul Millsap, we got there.
No, he could have said Chris Paul Bunyan. There you go.
No, because it's not his first name. It's his last name is Paul. That doesn't work immediately.
Yeah, how about
you go to the
Bunyan.
Penalty box?
How about Edo Bunyan?
Edo Bunyan.
Edo Bunyan better. Better.
Way better. Way better.
Way better. Because, you know, there's a B in there.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Paul Bunyan, I think that Christian Brown looks like Paul Bunyan's great-great-grandson. Wow. I know it's Brown, but I don't
Charlotte,
want
what
it to
just happen. What is
that? Jenna, tell us.
Don't put that on Jenna.
About the bets.
That's what you gave Jenna. That
really
get
the word bets out.
The bets. CB, 15
right,
points.
Let me help you out here.
Jenna,
okay.
Jenna, if you could bet while you were in Florida, what would your bets have been?
Thank you, Mo. What a great question. Actually, Taylor and I discussed today. Jamal Murray, 20-plus points. Nikola Jokic, 30-plus points. And Denver Nuggets money line would have got you plus 300 odds on DraftKings today. Would have been a lock of the century if I could lock it in here, but I hate this state.
Damn.
Also, this stadium is way smaller than the Nuggets stadium.
It's Florida.
Way smaller.
Areas, yeah.
Just kidding. It actually holds more people. Quite. Jenna's got to embrace the Denver homer.
She's leaning into it.
Yeah, Denver, yeah, the city that didn't even care that the finals was going on.
No. Yo, so what was that?
Wait, see if you can get less on the camera. I mean,
no, I'm trying to read the chat at the same time. Oh, damn, I knocked the hell out of her.
Did anybody say Nikola Tocci?
Someone in the chat said some of these toe puns are corny. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
No, corn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You shit, Amin. Don't click your heels.
The show, Amin.
He's gonna pull a hamstring trying to click.
He's like, yeah, this is a show, man. You just got incepted by your own show.
Wow.
If I could tell you what Jamal Murray's all-time rank in postseason scoring average, where would you say he was? All-time Jamal Murray, minimum 50 games, all-time second scoring average.
No, he's top five, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean there can't be that many people on the list.
Yeah.
Don't do this. That totally takes the air out of this stat. He's 17th.
He's got to be 117th.
Thank you, Zach. Yeah, he's 17th all time in postseason scoring. He just passed Dirk Nowitzki. He's at 25.4 points per game in his career. In the postseason, never been into an all-star, never all NBA. He has a higher scoring average in the playoffs than Kareem, Shaq, Larry Bird, Barkley, Harden, Wilt. Has more 30-point games at this age in his postseason career than Melo did, Russ, Harden, Kyrie, and Tim Duncan.
Who's the comp?
This good at scoring in the postseason that
right.
didn't have an all-star or like, considered one of the best?
Do any of you guys feel like he's an all-star caliber player?
This year is the first time I've considered him to be an all-star caliber player. I don't think he was there in the past. Like, because you have to think in the West for years, it has just been loaded, right? So you're saying like he's got to get in there over certain guards that he just wasn't better than and having better years than. But this is the first year where it's like, yeah, he's legit an all-star caliber player and will probably start making it with the coaches voting him in the coming years.
I mean,
Zach's
right on about that. I also think this year he started out slow. Was no reason to vote him in into this stuff. He only kind of grew into the Murray that we saw towards the second half of the season and really started to look comfortable.
He only overcame an ACL tear.
ACL tail.
There we go.
ACL Taylor.
We're all leaking.
I refer to those as LCAs.
He tore his LSATs. Fred Van Viet.
Oh,
Fred Van Viet's good. That's a good one.
10 toes, Tony. That was an accident. Taylor's letting us know. That was an accidental post. That should have made it to the screen.
Tony.
Fred Van Viet is pretty good. That's a pretty good one.
Hey, do we think that Damian Lillard is going to be a Miami Heat next year?
That's a great question. We didn't get to it on the show today because the news broke right after we did postgame. But if for those that haven't heard, basically the breaking news from Showtime, I believe, is where that came out of.
Yep.
Is that if Damian Lillard does get traded, his preference is Miami over Boston, New York, and Brooklyn. I kind of feel like this is – Miami is the new age Knicks in terms of every right. time there's a star available – we're going to talk about that. Are they going to go to Miami? So we've heard the same thing about Joel Embiid in this offseason. We said the same thing – or his offseason. It's not obviously the offseason for Miami. And we said the same thing about Giannis, especially after firing Mike Budenholzer. The idea that somehow they're going to get all of these guys. And I know why. Because unlike the Knicks, they actually had a time when they got all the guys. So do you guys think – there is a possibility for that? I just look at the Heat roster and I say, if Damian Lillard's available, he traded, I don't think the Heat could put the best offer.
Well, what's interesting is he said, I would love to go to Miami in that hypothetical because Bam is my dog. And the irony is that if he gets Bam. Traded to Miami, it's going to be for Bam Adebayo. Unless the Heat can pull off a Jimmy Butler, Josh Richardson trade, again, where they basically give nothing over to the other team, they're able to get a star player for almost nothing, right?
With the way Joe Cronin has handled trades, that's a possibility.
No, I don't think I don't think they'd want Bam. I don't agree with it, but I think they'd, if we're trading Dame, we're going to be going all young, tanking, using the third pick, Scoot Henderson, Simons, Shaden Sharp, whatever. It just try to be bad and tank for another year and continue that way.
Oh, you didn't hear Bam Adebayo has a hamstring injury that's going to knock him out for the entirety of next season.
Real quick, Amin mentioned Giannis, and I'm just confused. Did he mean Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Zach.
Yeah. I don't want to listen
anymore.
Yeah,
he did.
Shout out to Rocco Roca 222. Zach looks like he walked into Supercuts and said, give me the Argentina.
I never been to Supercuts in my life, and I guarantee Rocca is very struggling in the hair department. You could have fixed it with the liquid collagen. DM me, $10 off. Is that Vinny?
No. No, man. Vinny be working post game, man. Vinny
No, he doesn't.
No, Vinny works, man. Vinny doesn't work before the game at all. He doesn't work during the game at all. But at post game, because he's catching up from all the other work he didn't do in the pregame during the game. But post game, he works his ass off, man. He be in there. He's like, it's funny. It's like, it's been so long since I've written that I forget how much shit writers have to do. Like, I walk in there, like, Sam Amick and Jeff Zilgit are still typing away. I'm like, what are you guys
doing? Hey, come on over here. And they're just flipping you the bird. Like, come on, man.
This is the first sports, big moment I've covered that I haven't been writing for. And so I was sitting there feeling this phantom anxiety because I hadn't written anything. And then I remembered I didn't have to file it. So... shout out to all those people working really hard.
It's a new experience for you, Charlotte. It's a new experience.
So long, suckers. That's what she said. Translate. Yeah. Game four, what do you guys see as far as adjustments from the Heat?
They got to have a lot more energy on the boards. Jokic had more rebounds than the entire Miami Heat team in the third quarter. Just all the energy numbers were way down for the Heat. They had only one turnover in the first half, which was good. Jimmy Butler shot about 100 field goal attempts in the first quarter. He was just going at it every single time. But the boards, they got to clean up the boards, have more energy. What does Pat Riley like to say? No rebounds, no rings?
No rings, yeah.
Yeah, so they got to do a better job.
They don't have the size. That's really the bigger concern with that. And I think they have to find – they can't overhelp as much as they did in the second half with this game. Like, there were times where Christian Brown was driving and Jimmy would leave Jokic to go help on Brown. And
do I have this off? I don't think Christian Brown should be the kind of player who's breaking you guys off the dribble, right?
No,
like the breakdown of we can't keep him off the dribble,
a problem. Yeah,
that's problematic. And I thought the energy in terms of just pure one-on-one defense, guarding your man was non-existent.
Yeah, I mean, they just allowed them into the paint over and over again way too easily.
Amin, can we get a Jokic brother update?
They're not here anymore. It's cowards. Cowards!
Check the
Jenna was inside. So, Jenna, we saw them. I saw the one you pointed out, and, like, I don't know why everyone's afraid of that one. The other one?
That's the one that fights in the UFC. The skinnier one. The one that Amin wasn't scared
MMA
of.
MMA fighter. 3-0 Nemanja is...
The other one is the, like, it looked everything that Mark Spears and David Aldridge and Jason Jackson and all the other old black men in my video told me about, like an old kind of like something passed down mouth, generation to generation by mouth. Like, you don't want to anger the da da da. I was like, get out of here. And then I saw it, and literally, it was Jeff Green said the same thing. It's like, I didn't see his face, by the way. I just saw him from the back, and it was literally a cascade.
Sure, it was him. You didn't see his face.
Look, man, if it ain't him, I'm scared of whatever that was. I don't know who it was. I'm just saying I'm scared. It was scary looking. Like, literally a cascade of tattoos coming down the back, and, like, he was wearing, like, clearly an authentic Jokic Serbian jersey, but, like, it was...
Wouldn't it be better if it was a replica?
No, but here's the funny part, Zach. I don't say authentic meaning as far as stitched versus screen printed. I say it in the sense of this was a game jersey, and
that's his brother's jersey. Right. Yeah.
And Jokic is Nikola Jokic is not a small man. We call him a loaf of bread all the time. This thing clearly was struggling for all its might just to fit this dude. It was like so like for the pocket. Yep. It was all of this was
I saw Charlotte's video, and I thought, like, that looks like an extra medium. Like, that looked like Dan Ugla's jersey. Like, that was...
I gotta go look this up. Hold on.
Dude, Mo, I'm telling you, man. Like, it could not hold him. It could not hope to contain him. It was struggle bus city.
Bam has a better opportunity to stop Nikola Jokic than that jersey does of holding his brother. Like, 100%.
Have we done Bam out of by toe?
No, I think.
That's new.
There you go. I got one in.
It was, I have to shout out Jenna because I was taking that video and she said it was Jamal Murray's dad that the large Jokic brother was putting his arm around. Yeah. Their families are really close?
I don't know if their families are close, but they were sitting together for tonight's game. Jamal's dad comes to everything. Obviously, he's very involved in his training growing up and everything, but yes, and Nicola's wife was here. I never understand why we don't talk about the wives or, like, the sisters or the moms. No one ever says Jamal's mom really contributed to his upbringing. It's all about his dad. I don't understand it, but his wife was here, and they have a very adorable story going all the way back to high school where they were high school sweethearts, and he actually said that he chased her to the U.S. never chased the Nuggets, his word.
90-day fiance?
No, she played volleyball at the University of Oklahoma.
Yes, I just wanted to interrupt that heartwarming story to point that Jericho said Charlotte looks like a rare books dealer. God damn, that is an excellent looks like.
Need that first edition of Don Quixote.
that one's show worthy. I think that's main show worthy.
I've never been at once so seen and so owned at the same time. Thank you. I'm going to take it as a compliment.
I would. Chris Paul was reported to be told that he was waived by the Phoenix Suns today. Chris Haynes reporting that he was told he was going to be waived by the Phoenix Suns, which is a shocker in the sense that he's guaranteed $16 million next season. He's on contract for $30 million, and $16 of that is guaranteed. And then a couple other reports are downplaying that from ESPN and elsewhere, saying, wait a minute. They're just mulling their options here. The Phoenix Suns are not actually waiving him. We are kind of not doing that. We want to keep our options open, which is, to me, a smokescreen because they didn't want that to get out. And now they got to hold some sort of leverage in trades and figure out what they're going to do. And that word got out. Chris Paul, according to Chris Haynes, is going to be waived by the Phoenix Suns. So he can come back to the Phoenix Suns. If he's waived and clears waivers, then he can re-sign with the Phoenix Suns at a lower cap number. But that just seems very, I don't know, odd for a team to do that.
It doesn't make a lot of sense because I don't know how it opens up a ton of cap space for them. I'm not sure I fully understand what the game plan is. Maybe we'll see something later and go like, oh, that's why you made the move or whatnot. But it's there's, you know, I have questions.
Don, yes. Veteran minimum. I've also been trying to get the cadence on a Jenna Garfitza, but it's not there, right? It's not there.
No.
Mm-mm.
Where if you were John Chris Haberto? Paul and Haberto you did win. Leave the Suns, leaving the Suns part of this out of it, where would you?
I would go to Charlotte just to watch Scoot Henderson, LaMelo Ball, and Chris Paul play point guard.
Oh, Brandon Miller. They're taking Brandon Miller at the two.
Taking Brandon Miller. I think, like, I mean, doesn't, you know, could he be that Rondo role in 2020 for the Lakers? Would he make sense on, you know, back on the Clippers?
If he's willing to play kind of like a Lowry role and significantly lower minutes, I think he makes sense for a lot of teams.
James Harden in Philly?
I think it's Lakers. I think Boston he'd help. I think he'd help Milwaukee. Yeah. I think there's a lot of places that he could end up.
I think Boston for sure. We talked about this about this a while ago, about the idea that what the Celtics really miss is just someone who's like a creator, like someone who can calm them down, who can create for others, because all they have is a bunch of guys they want to score. Should be pointed out, Chris Paul makes due to make $30.8 million next year, but only half of that is guaranteed. If they cut him by June 28th, which is why we're hearing all this chatter right now, as opposed to July 1st, they have pretty much 3 weeks as of yesterday.
Yeah. Steve Martel was a prop comic.
Did you not have your
AirPods? Who said that? Who brought that up?
Tom said all.
Did you think we just stumbled on Chris Paul for no reason without bringing the context?
No, I'm just saying.
It's worth noting that Chris Paul is a member of the Phoenix Suns currently and has been there for a couple of seasons.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, what are your thoughts on him possibly going to Memphis as a sort of mentor to John Morant and being
replacement.
Kind of like a substitute for half the season so he doesn't I don't see Tyus Jones for.
I don't see. First of all, I don't know why they won't. Like, Tyus Jones plays great. Like, if I'm Memphis, I feel very comfortable with Tyus Jones. Second of all, I don't think Ja is going to want to be mentored by Chris Paul.
Is anybody going to want to be mentored by Chris
Paul? Yeah, there are. I think if you're up and coming, maybe. If you're
the first year is always great. The first year is always
great. No. This dude does not. Like, this dude. The guy's like was in an MVP conversation. Bar like earlier in the season before he got kicked out for having a gun, basically. But he was when you're at that level, you're not trying to hear Chris Paul like tell you about all the shit you're doing wrong,
right?
Well, who is he gonna listen to then? Not to say that Chris Paul is like
he's gonna listen to Adam Silver. If Adam Silver decides to actually give a consequence, then he'll listen to Adam Silver.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a bring someone in from the outside to or from another team to play that role.
Do we have a DraftKings number on the length of suspension? Or
I mean, it's got to be a 40 and a half now, right? Like, it's got to – yeah.
DraftKings account in this state.
Jenna will look it up in a few days.
Like Jenna really
fly
looks
back
like
Saturday. Right?
Saturday, she's gonna just she looks like, follow her on Twitter. She's gonna give us all this information on Saturday.
She really is like exhibiting withdrawal symptoms. She's sweating. Yeah. She's scratching herself, rocking a little bit. Like, man, Gambleholics Anonymous, right? What's the number? 1-800-GAMBLERS.
I've got a text from our friend Marshall Newhouse, Super Bowl champion Marshall Newhouse. I mean.
Oh, wait, you know Marshall Newhouse?
Yeah, I love Marshall and I Marshall. Did a thing at a Super Bowl once.
He's like, the best.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
That's great. Great. I'm not dropping, Charlotte. That, man. He says Ja Morant should have a sit-down convo with Emmanuel Achto.
Well done, Marshall.
What about, like, if you're Chris Paul and you're trying to get to a team that is looking to, like, jump up and win – and a young team, I guess kind of what we thought OKC was going to tank and then they're good for a year, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't Orlando make a ton of sense with how good they were after the first like 28 games or whatever it was, 25 games?
Yes, except if you're Chris Paul, is that the sort of situation that appeals to you now when it's like if you're in the twilight of your career. Wouldn't you rather want to play for?
I don't know what the contracts would be to make it work, and I think you would need a third team because I don't know that's that attractive. But you know, maybe that's when a trade comes into the mix if you're willing to pay him that 30. If you're Orlando,
the player
to
you
jump
need to
up.
Watch here is Fred Van Vliet or Feet. If he leaves Toronto, that opens up a spot, and we could see Chris Paul going to Toronto Raptors. Next season, and I think that would be a really good fit replacing Fred Van Vliet. So keep an eye out for.
Is this been a good?
This has been a bit rough. This has been a bit rough.
That had three toes in it.
But the Toronto.
No one's gonna Fred top Vliet, that.
But if Toronto Fred Van Vliet leaves Toronto, that's a great call, Tom.
I had to do Toronto radio the other day, and they asked me, like, what's going to happen? And, Toronto was one of the teams at the trade deadline that had all the chatter around them, right? Because Fred Van Vliet, because Gary Trent, because OG Anunoby and Pascal Siakam were all kind of on the market, and none of them ended up getting traded. The Raptors still haven't hired a head coach. Do you guys see any connection between all those things happening?
Oh, Chris Paul player coach? Is that what you're saying?
Oh. That'd be interesting. But then they have to listen to him.
Yeah.
Then they have to.
There's a real long walk in the park I want to make about
Chris Paul. Let's go on the journey.
Yeah.
All right. Chris Paul doesn't regret it. This is your fault. It's past midnight. He doesn't defend like he used to, but he's a really smart player, particularly when he's coming to help from the nail.
Well done.
Yeah. That was a good one. Mm-hmm.
Give it to you.
Thank you. Your past sins
have been forgiven, Amin.
What else we got here, guys? Anything else?
Who wins game four?
That's a good one.
I think the Heat win game four. I think they just got to play better defense. It feels like I'm doing a walk in the park, even when I'm making analysis. I feel like people are like, where's he going with this? Look, if part of the reason why they weren't able to go zone against the Nuggets is because they weren't getting, the Nuggets were not taking the ball out of the basket, or essentially they were going out in transition and the Heat weren't able to get into zone. And that didn't disrupt them at all in tonight's game. So I think they're going to have to figure out a way to make more shots from downtown, which will help them obviously score points, but also let them get their defense set up in a zone and try to disrupt. And it goes hand in hand. We like to think that these things are not related, offensive rating and defensive rating, but I do think there's a lot more with the Miami Heat. If they're hitting their shots, they're going to be a whole lot better defensively.
At what point does the size become insurmountable? Like, do you think that's what's going to be what eventually? No, I'm serious. Like, sorry. Can you delete something that's live?
We'll fix that in post.
At what point? But seriously, is Denver inevitable because they're much stronger than bigger? I don't want to say bigger now because
probably. Probably, but. It also, I don't know, David beat Goliath and Toliath. We've had the Warriors were a smaller team, but obviously they were the Warriors, and so they had the shooting to do it. I think Miami is capable of playing physical basketball in a way that neutralizes it, but they have to play not perfect, but like close to it.
Dude, the margin of error for this team is not big. I've been saying it since they were up 3-1 in the Celtics series. Like, it feels good when they're like everything's hitting, but like that little bit of them not making perimeter shots meant the Nuggets could sag and pack the paint, meant life was harder for Jimmy and for Bam, meant when they would sag and they kick out, those closeouts were a lot harder with a lot more aggression, and all of that bled in. Like, yeah, man, you don't have that. And then when you take that to the other side, because you're not making them take it out of the basket, they're coming on rebounds. It's hard to stop them in transition or the offense is in flow. So now we can't get into our places, and then we don't have the energy to stop people in dribble penetration. It's getting into the paint. We're getting into Jokic, whatever the hell we want. Like, all of these things are connected, Mo, like you said. But it starts with
you guys have, like, the game plan cannot be compromised. You have to do the thing you're supposed to do. I'm not saying they got to shoot 50% from three, but you can't be that terrible. There was a point when it was like Strus, Duncan Robinson, Gabe Vincent, and Lowry were 2 of 17 combined from three.
Yeah.
Like, that's the game right there.
Well, but I don't think Denver is going to continue to shoot as poorly from three.
That's coming, and I think that's
going to be a big problem for them come game four. If I had to guess, I think Denver breaks out of that in game four and finds a rhythm with all that stuff, and I think it just becomes even tougher for Miami after that.
I just think we keep discounting the Heat team and their toughness, and at a certain point, they are just going to play bigger than they are. They're going to be tough. They're going to be in the face of Denver. It's going to intimidate. They're going to play a lot like Metatarsal World Peace.
I see you just worked all that way.
Wow.
That
was, we have to go out on that. Yeah. Tom looks like he can't believe this is what his career has come to. What career? Yeah. For our favorite rare bookstore librarian, there's Charlotte Wilder and Amin El-Hassan in Miami on the floor. Yep.
The online bookstore is called Charlotte's Web.
Perfect.
There we go. Well done.
Charlotte's Web toe.
Well, quite the dismount. Charlotte. Yeah, Jenna, thank you for joining us. Jenna Garcia, thank you for joining
nuggets
us.
Nuggets in five,
she says.
Nuggets in five?
Yeah.
Does anyone want to amend what they said? Oh, here comes Juju. Juju, no, Juju got you. Got
Tom's
you
trying got to end purpose. The show. This is
did the Mercury hit?
Man, my bets keep hitting. You feel me? They're gonna have to give me some money sooner or later, man. Salute to my brothers. I see. Mm-hmm.
Pay that man. Pay Juju. Pay that man.
To kill O'Neal. I see.
My
you.
Man.
And my sister, kill Tony. Blazer. Look at the shit around her neck.
Juju,
look at the
Juju
shit
and I
neck.
Own the bookstore together.
You feel me?
Hey, it's a different kind of book.
Coffee shop next door.
Different kind of books that Juju's into. last question before we get out of here. Does anyone want to amend their series prediction? Because there was like a little up and down after game two versus after game one.
No. We're all good.
Okay.
Yeah, Heat and three. Was gonna sweep, so I'd like to amend that.
Now Charlotte's got Heat and seven.
There you go.
And nine.
For Charlotte Wilder, for Jenna Garcia, for Juju Gotti, for Taylor Vipolis, for Tom Abishow, Mo DeKeel, and Zach Harper. And what's his name? Whatever the Boogie. Stupid dog is.
And the Jokic brothers.
And
the Jokic brothers. The
terrifying Jokic brothers. And Jeremy Tosche.
Jeremy Tosche. Jeremy Tosche.
Jeremy Tosche.
We got to end it before we can't get much worse than what we've done.
Yes, we can do worse. We can do worse.
Oh, here he is. Okay. All right, little
post game reaction.
That sucked. The word everybody kept using in the locker room, intention. So intention is really important apparently in basketball.
Intention.
That's a big one.
It was now were they referring to the offensive or defensive end?
Both ends. Intention. Rebounding, intention. Offense, intention. Attention to detail.
We had some
intention, attention.
Tension on this.
It doesn't really
show
matter. Tonight. That's all that went wrong for the Heat tonight.
It sounds like bad some cruel intentions.
That's what I heard. Cruel intentions of what Zach said. All right, and on this note, Dust Eye said, "Let's toe," and that's
the
end of the show.
Let's toe.
Catch us after game four Friday.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer.
Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.